Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and I'm here with the roundup of your weekly insurance news wrap. Let's dive in. We start with an interesting case from the car industry. A car enthusiast pursued a failed bid to boost his insurance payout from $78,000 to $200,000 after his prized 2005 HSV Coupe GTO Z Series was engulfed by flames. Despite the independent assessment by RAC Insurance, which confirmed the vehicle's worth at $68,000 given its high mileage, the owner insisted it was worth significantly more. Citing the rarity of the car, being one of just 60 manual transmission versions, he sought an increased payout. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, however, did not agree, finding the offer of $78,000 reasonable. Now, on to financial advice and changes that will leave a significant impact. There's a major overhaul planned with the new Treasury Laws Amendment. The bill is geared towards enhancing transparency in the sector by requiring brokers to obtain explicit consent when charging commissions for personal advice. With backing from the likes of the National Insurance Brokers Association and the Insurance Council of Australia, these reforms epitomize the trajectory the industry is heading, making quality financial advice more accessible and affordable for Aussies. Meanwhile, in Queensland, contents insurance, or rather the lack thereof, is putting renters at significant financial risk. The stakes are raised by natural disasters, which over 3 years have culminated in average claims costing a hefty $807. A massive 78% of renters are uninsured, and amongst them, a concerning 21% are unaware of contents insurance altogether. Trent Sayers, the CEO of RAC Insurance, calls for an educational push to make renters aware of the benefits and necessity of such coverage, highlighting the importance of safeguarding the financial stability of renters. Lastly, let's talk about rogue builders. Victoria has seen Aecon Construction slapped with a record fine of $250,000 this past week by the Victorian Building Authority for using fake insurance certificates. Investigations found more than 150 domestic building insurance records had been falsified by the company, having operated illegally for some time. The VBA has reaffirmed its commitment to stamp out such unethical practices, a stark reminder to all to verify builders' registrations and DBI policies. That wraps up your weekly insurance news. For more updates, always visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, being informed is your best insurance policy. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Thank you for tuning in, and until next week, Australia, take care.